date yourself?
I would. Oh my! I would do me every day. Like, holy shit!
Welcome to Proof of Pod Therapy. Are you ready?
So you think I'm not prepared for this? I've been like actively trying to pursue finding like the one. My true happiness is doing things for someone else.
This is like, literally ideal boyfriend. What the heck?
Are you ready? Come at me, bro.
Okay. Well, first and most important question.
Oh, shit.
Who are you?
My name is Youngya, aka Young. I make like skincare content.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of like off and on, but I make skincare content because I feel like I've done everything I can to make it as interesting as possible without going too far. And I've pushed it so many times.
Wait, you have pushed, like, okay, when I was literally like stuck, I'm like, I cannot believe like the conception of these ideas. Like, you're the only person I know who will do, like you've said before on this podcast, like you will do crazy things.
Yes, I'll go all out. Yeah. I'll put breast milk on my face, which honestly, I still have a steady supply of it. Like, luckily at my age, like there's a lot of friends who are getting married, having kids. So it's kind of like very convenient. Like every season, every 3 months, a new friend is pregnant. And I know they all have leftovers or extras.
Right.
And I'm
that,
like,
that shit is gold. It's like, you could resell gold. It.
And then sometimes, okay, maybe I shouldn't say that. But then, you know, sometimes I do gift it or I'll, you know, put a premium on it. Mm-hmm. But it is so good. And it's kind of nice because every 3 months I get like a new batch or whatever. Oh, so in my fridge, I have currently maybe like 30 frozen right now.
30?
Yeah. And then I have another friend who's going to be shipping out another batch order. Like, just had her second kid. And she's like, okay, Young, like, obviously I know you want it. And I'm like, I didn't ask you. And she's like, but I know you're going to ask me.
Yeah.
She's like, I have my second kid. So she's going to send it to me when I come back from Korea.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm always going to have a set. Trust me, breast milk is like the best. Like, if I were a girl, oh my God. Like, I would use it. I would get pregnant just to use it.
It's liquid gold. That's why people are breastfeeding for 15 months just for themselves.
I'm honest. I wouldn't be surprised, you know? And you know how there's... Yeah, okay, never mind. I'm not going to go that crazy.
Okay.
You know, like, there's a reason why breast milk is so prized. Not only for babies, but for skin. I'm surprised no one's come out with, like, a breast milk type of skincare line, you know?
Ideas.
Dude, if I were a girl, I would make it my own supply and create my own products. But,
oh,
you know,
my gosh.
It is what it is. Okay. I can't. Oh, yeah. So, to backtrack. So, that's the reason why I'm kind of bored of skincare. So, I want to go into food. And I've been talking about food for a long time.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
But then I'm like, exactly. Yeah. So, I'm going to be starting again January 1st. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Right then and there.
That's
yeah.
That's so exciting. And so, you know, on this podcast, we love to talk about relationships.
Oh,
you know, on the last podcast we did, you literally had just gotten out of a 4-year relationship.
Yeah.
And so the people will want to know.
Like, oh my God.
Are you seeing anyone?
No, currently I'm not. But this is actually such a funny thing that you bring up because, okay, so just yesterday, my friend posted the most creative, like, 2023 dating recap.
Okay.
But the way she did it was she did on PowerPoint on her laptop.
Oh,
and it was so cool. I was like, shoot, like maybe I should do something like that. It was just so interesting seeing her being so vulnerable and just sharing every experience she had this year with dating, you know? It's kind of interesting that you bring this up.
Yeah. Okay, so not currently seeing anyone, but are you open? Are you actively searching?
Oh man.
Are you actively in people's DMs?
Man, this is gonna be like a long topic.
Okay, let's
talk. Like, I've been like actively trying to pursue finding like the one or just like a partner. Like, I'm so fucking lonely, man. You know, like my true happiness is doing things for someone else. Like, when someone asks me, Young, what's your love language? I'm like, my love language is doing all 5 love languages for my partner. You know,
this like, is literally ideal boyfriend. What the heck?
Like, I want to find someone, you know? So I've been on dating apps like for like basically since the breakup.
Okay.
And then I've been meeting people mutually. Friends have been trying to set me up with people. But then it's just like I never really find someone who connects with me because the one biggest thing for me is I want someone who can like intellectually stimulate me. Like our conversations have to like deep dive like constantly. And not many people really want to talk like that all the time.
Interesting.
So it's very tiring for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, okay, can we just like talk about our
day? Just like casually. Can we just like
be funny?
Exactly. Yeah, okay. But then for me, of course, I have that time where I can be funny and just talk casually. But I do that on a day-to-day basis with everyone else.
Right.
So with my partner, I want something different, you know?
Okay. And so are you like communicating this like with like potential
partners?
Like you're like, I want to get deep?
Yeah. Like literally since like the minute we meet or something like that, or like start texting, I'm like, oh, hey, I just want to let you know, like I've been doing this for so long, basically. I've been dating so like
I've been on the market for so long.
I'm just like, I don't want to waste your time. I don't waste my time. If this don't work, then we just move on. And I'm always like straightforward. I'm like, I just want to let you know that like my type of conversation is like, we don't have to text 24/7 and respond all the time.
Right.
But when we have a conversation, I want it to have depth.
Yeah.
Like depth is very important for me. Like if we just keep it surface level the entire time,
right,
that I'm going to get bored, or I'm going to eventually start seeing you as just a friend that I talk to everyone else with.
Wait,
you know?
Because I've been feeling this recently. Like I have noticed that like, right, it's hard to get past the surface level stuff like
it
by
is.
Date two or three.
Yeah.
But it's like, how long is too long before like we're wasting our time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I do want to get deep, but it's also kind of like nunchi buying, because like I don't know if like they're ready, if they're willing to be vulnerable, because I'm willing to be vulnerable, but I'm not gonna be the only one that's vulnerable.
No, I know exactly how you feel, and that's why I feel kind of like an asshole sometimes, because I have the ability to just be vulnerable like day one. I'll just open up everything if they're willing to like listen to it, you know?
Yeah.
But then I've learned many people aren't like that. They're like, I don't know how long it's going to take, but I can't just be like you and just tell you about like my parents or past trauma and stuff. I'm like, oh, really?
All the trauma. Yeah.
I'm like, really? Oh, I'm like, it's fine. You can tell me.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to judge you or anything.
Right.
But I do understand that other people with like their previous dating experiences or just previous friendships, they've been burned and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I completely do understand. But with that said, I don't care. I know what I want. So I'm just like, this is what I want. If you can't do this, then it's okay.
Yeah.
If we vibe during conversations, we can stay friends. It's chill. If not, it's okay. You know?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
That intellectually stimulated conversation part is like so important to me. And that's been the most difficult thing. But there were three girls year alone. Oh my God.
Okay.
I wanted them so bad. I really hope they don't listen to this. But we're all still very good friends. That's why. Yeah.
How do you do that? How are you friends with somebody after like wanting to date them?
I think it's because like right then and there when they're like young, like maybe we shouldn't continue this. Like, let's just be friends.
Uh-huh.
In my mind, I'm like, oh, hell no. Fuck that. I ain't going to give up. You know, it's just like programmed into my head. So like, even though I'm like, okay, you know, I understand your stance, but I still kind of like ninja it, be like, oh, hey, like I bought you flowers, or like I'll order them like sushi, like omakase sushi at their house or something
so
like that.
So are you tricking people into falling in love with you?
No, this is only after they shut me down, you know? I'm like, dude, I can't be shut down like this. Like, I'm like locked in on you, you know? I can't give up on this, you know? But then when I do that, then they slowly give me the opportunity to understand their point of view, which is why the people that I've specifically chosen to be like, yo, I'm going to go for this girl.
Uh-huh.
Like, they all understand me also. And they're like, I know Young doesn't mean to be like pushy about this. He just thinks he found like the one and he doesn't want to let go of me, you know? But then, so they kind of walk me through it. Kind of takes like a couple months, but I eventually get over it, you know? And then like, we're still like really, really good friends still.
But like, does it hurt?
The first serious one after my ex, that shit was like,
Fucking brutal.
God, it was terrible.
Oh my God.
I literally was like, like, oh my God, I feel so bad if my ex listens to this. But then, even for my ex, I didn't cry. But then the next girl, I cried my ass off. I was like, so like, what the fuck am I gonna do? Like, I thought I found like the one. But then after her, she really made me realize, young, you can always think like this person is the one. But of course, in the beginning, it's a lot of emotional attachment. You're being like, you know, connected with me because you haven't found someone. So you thought you found like a jewel in the rough. But she's like, no, I'm just like a normal girl. And like, you really have to approach it that way. And then even though I am special, I'm not God to you, you know? I'm like, oh, I see that. So after the first one, the second and third one weren't that bad. Like, I was like, okay, oh man, this kind of sucks. I'm still going to try, but oh man, this sucks. You know? Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question. Do you think you like tend to put people on a pedestal? Like people you're dating on a pedestal?
Oh, it depends what you mean by that. Like, I don't like if I have someone, I don't like flaunt them. I don't make them, like, I don't try to attract attention and like brag about that girl to like all my friends or anything. But when it's just us two, I treat her like a god, you know? Like, I guess like privately, I put her on a pedestal. Like, she is literally like my everything, you know?
Do you ever think, like, has anyone ever expressed to you that that's like too much or like too pressuring?
No.
No. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So that's why it's so important for me. Like, before I choose to commit, all these things have to like line up. Like, this girl has to be okay with like her knowing that like I'm independent myself.
Right.
And like, I don't need her to be happy.
Right.
But then like, my cup's already full, but like, she will make it overflow. And that will help me in other aspects in life.
Yeah.
Like my own happiness, I'll be able to share this joy with other people around me because I am so happy in the first place, you know? So she's just adding to my happiness rather than like her being my happiness.
Okay. So there's a distinction. Yeah.
I love myself so much.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so much.
Me too.
Oh my God, dude.
Like, I'm great. Of course, like, they like me.
No, okay. So like, super skipping to the end real quick.
Yeah.
So the reason why I'm not really like, I'm not really looking to date anymore.
Oh.
And one thing I've noticed is like, I'm so selfish. And I realized like, I want to put my friends and family first. I've tried, like, I don't know if it's because of burnout, because I've put the girls first so many times and like their friends and family. But now I'm just like, dude, I'm actually so much happier when my friends are happy. Aww. I'm so much happier when like my family's happy.
Right.
So I'm just kind of like, why would I make you happy and your friends happy when I can make myself happy? So I'm just kind of like super like reverse now. Like, I used to be like, dude, I want to make a girl happy. Like, I want her to be everything.
Right.
But now I'm just like, no, I can be my everything. So I'm like so selfish now. Like, I don't, and like, especially since I like travel spontaneously, like I keep thinking like, man, it'd be very difficult for me to travel spontaneously, because if I do travel, I want to travel with my partner.
Yeah.
But if I don't have a partner, then I don't have that like mindset at all. Because I always feel guilty if I travel and my partner's not there with me. And I was like, okay, I don't have to worry about that. Or if I go eat dinner like one-on-one with someone, especially a girl, because like 99% of my friends are girls. So it's like, I don't have to have her worry like, oh my God, something's going to happen, blah, 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 with like her and that girl. Or like, if we get like fucked up drunk one-on-one, like me and another girl, like I don't want her to worry. But it's like, no, like most of my friends know that like I'm so not a threat, you know? Like, I'm harmless, you know? So it's kind of like, I don't want any of that in my life anymore. And I feel like that's going to bring me down. So as of now, I'm just like not looking at all.
Okay.
And I'm not dating. Like, girls approach me, I'm just like, we can be friends. Maybe like 5, 10, 15 years down the line, I might change my mind. But definitely right now, I do not want to date whatsoever.
Oh my gosh, this is a different young than like I saw like... Do you know when the last time we saw each other was? When I got effing food poisoning. I literally, guys, I stopped eating shellfish. I don't eat raw clams. I don't eat oysters.
Like, at all?
At all. Like, literally, like, we can't get a seafood tower anymore.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry, but this is so funny.
Wait, but I know what you're saying behind my back. Literally, Joyce goes, he said, it's your fault.
No, okay. Wait, hold on. Okay. There's always a risk, of course, with raw seafood consumption. But I do want to let you know, in your defense, like, especially for raw clam, half the people who eat it say it's good, other half say it's not good, right?
Right.
For that half that say it's not good, half of them have gotten sick.
You're kidding me. You're literally joking. You forced me to eat this thing, and a quarter of people that you take literally have gotten sick?
No, but I think it's because you guys just have like a weak immune system or something. No, wait. Honestly?
Young, I don't get sick.
I don't, okay.
I literally don't get sick. I don't, so what are you talking about?
I don't know, okay. Maybe you don't get like body sick, but you definitely but get stomach sick, okay? You get stomach sick for sure, okay?
It was crazy. I was like, I need to text Young and be like, is it just me? And you felt sick that night too, right?
No, I felt sick because earlier that day, I think I ate something weird because like normal. Okay, no. Okay,
how does he even know?
No. Okay. Because normally when I order like food delivery,
okay,
I order a lot of food because it just saves money. I'll order like 3-4 meals worth, you know.
Oh yeah.
My bad habit is that I don't leave my food in the fridge. I'll just like leave it in my bedroom.
Oh.
Because like, because my bedroom has my desk and everything.
Right.
Too.
Okay. That makes sense.
So I just leave it there. I'm like, oh, you know, my house is kind of cold enough. No. It's like 56 degrees. Okay, you know? I leave it there. So before I eat with you, my breakfast, I ate like this like mapo tofu thingy. And I remember when I was eating it, I was like, it smells like it's been sitting out, but I just ate it anyway, Then we had seafood after
Okay.
I wasn't feeling good, but I was fine. It was delicious, okay? Fishing with Dynamite, plug. Let's go.
Guys,
okay.
I got sick at Fishing with Dynamite, so yeah, plug. If you're trying to lose a couple pounds, yeah. Like, that was a good-ass cleanse. It was so good. Like, thank you for the cleanse, but literally so painful.
Wait, so deadass, you don't eat, like, oysters or anything anymore?
No, I don't eat any oysters anymore. So, like, zero.
Wait, so, like, anything raw, basically?
Yeah, I can't eat the raw stuff. Even, because I literally went to Mexico City, went to Pajol.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, right? It's a nice restaurant, nice seafood restaurant. I ate the mussel and I was like getting warlike flashbacks. Like,
oh my God. It's like trauma.
No, it's like straight up trauma.
Dude. Wait, so, but what about like cooked, like other cooked seafoods?
I feel like I've always been like a little bit like, oh, it's fine.
How are we supposed to eat dinner today then?
Oh, because I like everything else. Like, I could still do sushi. Like, I just want to do the shellfish. But, like, take out shrimp. Shrimp is fine.
Oh, my God. I'm fucking dying right now.
You got me sick.
Dude. Okay, honestly, my fault, my bad.
Yeah,
but
whatever.
It was the greatest footage I've ever had
in my
life.
Oh, my God. Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, I thought Joyce might top yours, but then I went back and saw your footage. I was like, dude, yours is 10 times better.
It was great. It was great. My reaction, great.
That was absolutely, oh my God.
Yeah, so yeah, you guys, I'll link it. I'll like literally link the video, but that was the last time we saw each other.
Oh my God.
Because the last time I saw you, you were like, Hannah set me up. Like Hannah.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Anyone?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, what's your type? And word for word, he goes, I like mean girls. And I was like, what the
F
are
like
you talking
about?
Yeah, it's
like mean, toxic girls.
What does that mean?
Okay, so here's the thing. So apparently I got it wrong. So I thought I wanted like a mean, toxic type of girl. A girl who's like very jealous, like wants attention.
Okay.
Doesn't want me to hang out with my friends and stuff like that. I thought I wanted that.
Yeah.
But then once I actually dated a girl who was like that, I was like, oh shit, this is not it. Like, this is not what I wanted.
Yeah.
So I started explaining to my friends.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, Young, you don't want a toxic girl. You want a girl who's like a troll. Like someone who like fucks around with you, but not like seriously, you know? It's like, oh, so you're really gonna go hang out with her, you know?
Oh, but like then, she'll like play jealous.
Yeah, but then she's not serious, you know? So I was like, oh, I want a troll. But trolls are 10 times harder to find.
Wait, yeah, like you gotta be on the depths of the internet.
Exactly. Cause like toxic girls are just toxic. They're very outward.
Yes.
Like it's very like, obvious that they're toxic. But trolls, like they're kind of like ninjas, you know?
Yeah, they are.
You know? So
like, I also feel like they don't open up
their
trollness until like
They're very comfortable. So that's why my checklist kind of thing is very difficult, because I want someone to open up right away, but I want someone who's a troll. Trolls don't open up. Yeah, but most trolls aren't intellectually stimulating in terms of conversations, and they're very like reserved. So it's like, shoot, I'm trying to find like an impossible girl, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But,
okay, I still have hope. We're gonna still stick it out. Because I have hope for you.
I have hope too. Yeah.
But like maybe if I not can clone myself,
it'd be nice.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you would date yourself?
I would do me every day. Like, holy shit. I would love me every night, every night, dude. I want to dine me. Babe, you don't want to do it today? It's okay, you know? I'd be so understanding of myself.
This is true, like self-love. Dude, like literally,
much I love myself.
Wow,
dude.
Okay.
I
love myself. Trying to get to that love. Dude, I don't know. I'm trying to imagine two youngs in love with each other.
maybe too much.
No, yeah.
At the same time, I'm getting turned on, but it's too much at the same time. Damn, I thought about it, but I never imagined it.
No, literally, imagine it. Everyone put that mental image.
Yeah, we would be like rubbing heads all day. Oh my god, dude.
You guys are rubbing heads.
Dude, put some like butter on there, some lube. Just like, ooh, baby. Okay, I can't do this.
I can't breathe.
What is this?
Oh my god. It's too hot.
Okay, oh my god, dude.
I'm sweating.
Hoodie weather is not it right now.
Shut up.
Oh my god.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Wow.
Maybe I should find a bald girl. Maybe this is the new revelation, you know?
So that you guys can rub heads?
Be like a bald girl. Be like, oh, can you put this on your face as a photo of me? Okay, no, next topic. I can't do this. I'm fucking dying.
Literally, your fetish is you?
Dude, I'm like thinking about it. When I'm describing like what type of person I'm just describing me. So someone who can travel, that's me. Intellectually stimulate conversation, that's me. Someone who control, that's me. You know?
Wait, you know what's really funny? I'm the exact same way.
Dude.
When I list out like the things that I want in a partner, it's just me. I'm like, oh, I want somebody who's funny. You like that? That's the first one. I want someone who's funny. I want someone who is like into the same music as me, because my music is amazing.
Yeah.
Like everything is just like ego based.
Oh my god.
Like, it's like feeding into your own ego.
Are we in love with ourselves?
No, I know. Like, I think NPD, narcissistic personality disorder.
Oh my god, someone said that to me and I was like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But I didn't know what it meant until now. Also, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Oh shoot, dude.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it's like narcissism or if I just love myself.
Dude.
How do you distinguish between the two things?
No, I should go see a therapist.
No, I know. No, literally me.
Damn. Wow, dude. Short half an hour and I've learned so much about myself.
Wait, I know. Yeah, welcome to Pod Therapy.
Dude. I remember that's what I thought about it last time too. I was like, this is such a great therapy session, just getting everything out.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, so speaking of therapy.
Yes.
Do you think that you buy people's love? And I ask this because, right, in our previous conversations, like you've said that like, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that girls have used you for money in ways? Or was like a huge kind of perk to them?
Yeah, like there was one girl that I was seeing and I didn't realize that she was like, because like we were dating, like we weren't like super like official or like really committed into it.
Okay.
But then, you know, I kind of like always love giving.
Right.
So I would like buy her things like all the time, you know.
Okay.
But eventually got to a point where she was like asking me for stuff, which I was like, oh.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Yeah, I was like, this feels kind of weird that you're like
asking how does a girl you're dating even ask you for things?
So like in the beginning, like she'll like talk about stuff. Like when we're just talking.
Like she's like, oh my God, this cute bag.
No, like she'll be like, oh, like just in passing, she'll be like, oh, like at work, like, you know, like my laptop, like fuck, you know, and like she'll say that like over like a couple weeks, you know.
Oh.
And then like I'll just naturally be like, oh, I'll just get her a laptop. So I just buy her a laptop. But then it got to the point where she was like when we actually hung out, she was like, oh, this bag is so nice, like it will look so good on me. And she'll be like looking at me, I'm like, okay. She'll be like, I guess I'll just leave it here. I'm like, okay, let's like go to the next store, whatever you want to do.
Oh, this is literally when you guys are in the store.
Yeah.
Like in the designer store.
Exactly. And I was just like, okay. And she was like, okay, I guess we'll just go to the next store and I'll just leave this bag here. It's not going to come with me. And I was like, are you asking me to buy for you? She was like, are you going to buy for me? And I was like, whoa, this feels so weird.
Wait.
Because I don't think any like girl would have the audacity to like straight up ask like buy me this bag, especially if we're not like together, you
wait
know?
Yeah, because at that point like you guys were just going on dates.
Exactly. But I think she felt comfortable because I just like would always buy her things, you know, just naturally without her like asking.
Do you know the Sprinkle Sprinkle lady?
No.
Okay, so there's this lady, she has like a YouTube channel, and she essentially teaches girls how to get guys to buy them things. And, like, in ways, like, it's, like, okay, a little bit princess treatment. But in ways, it was very much, like, I guess I'll just leave this bag here. And it won't come with me.
Oh, my God.
And she'll go sprinkle, sprinkle.
Dude, I wonder if she, like, watched that content.
I think you got sprinkle, sprinkle.
Dude, I probably did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know girls had strategies like that.
Oh, none of the... Wait. I think this was when you were in your like mean girl phase, right? Like your toxic girl phase.
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay, yeah. It was definitely toxic.
Okay, girl. Yeah. Because I was gonna say no. Like even meals and stuff. Like I feel like I really tried to make sure to like take turns here and there. You know, of just like yes, I don't want to feel indebted to you, but also it's like I want to like show you that like I'm in this as well. Like
of course.
I don't want like complete investment on your side and then what, like we stop seeing each other, like
exactly
that feels, I don't know, that feels shitty. That feels like, oh, I'm using someone for money.
Exactly,
you know. Yeah. And so yeah, I like can't imagine like being on the other side and being like,
I mean, what's really funny is like, so I kind of started like ghosting her.
Okay.
And then she was like, oh, okay, I guess it's not really working out on your side, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm just kind of like not feeling it anymore. And like I just told her there were several instances where I just felt kind of weird. And the second I feel weird, that means it's kind of like, oh, it's just not it for me. For me to feel weird, it's saying something, because I'm fucking weird, you know? So if someone makes me feel weird, that's like, yo, you... Like,
you really weird.
Yeah, you're like, whoa, like, get away from me.
So
you know?
Did you ever tell her, like, why you felt weird?
No. So I don't know if she picked up on it, but I was just like, yeah, like, there were a couple times when we, like, hung out, went to stores, and, like, you know, I just kind of felt weird. And she was like... Okay, and then one of the last things she said was like, okay, well, like, I just want to appreciate everything you bought me, and I'm really sorry if
everything
it,
you
like,
bought me, that's
yeah,
that's literally a crazy first
but
sentence.
Then the way she said it was like I'm really thankful for everything you bought me, and like I hope I can like repay you one day. So I was like, okay, I mean, the way she said it was kind of like, I don't think you understand like why I got you those things. But that's not the reason why I'm, like, ending things. You know, like, me buying things for you was fine.
Right.
But it was just that one point that I didn't tell her directly. It's like, no, it got fucking weird because, like, I can tell you're asking me to buy something else,
that's,
you know?
Crazy.
Yeah, but we talk every now and then, like,
okay,
here and there. But definitely just as, like, friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's, like, every time I, like, travel to Korea, she always hits me up. She's like, hey, you're coming to Korea? Like, hey, let's hang out. I'm like... no, I'm kind of busy.
Yeah, like I have plenty of other people, plenty of other friends to see.
Yeah, luckily we don't have like too many mutuals in Korea. Yeah. And then like the last time we went to Korea when we hung out, luckily she didn't come. Which was like, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was supposed to come, and I was like, oh my God, thank God she's not coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
But also, she was very young, so that's why. Yeah, so, oh, here's another thing. Okay, let me ask you first. What's like your age?
My age range?
Yeah, your age range.
Okay, so I'm 26 right now.
Yeah.
I think I'll date up to like 33, maybe 34.
Okay.
So that's.
Like 7 years. Yeah,
7-8 years okay. above. And then my lower range is probably like 3 years.
3 years,
but okay, that's okay. honestly a lot. Like 23 yeah. versus 26. Like there's a lot of life between 23 and 26. Like oh, a lot.
That's a good point.
You know?
And I'm gonna... Okay. It's a good thing I asked you that, and it's a good thing you brought that up. So I'm 33 right now, right? The... Up range, the highest I'll probably date is like 40.
Okay.
It's like seven years up. Yeah. It's not too bad. But then the youngest. Okay. So this is previously. Okay.
Okay.
Youngest that I dated.
Okay.
And she basically pushed the range was 22.
That's 11 years.
Yeah. But then here's the thing. After.
She was literally like a 2000 baby.
Yeah.
Holy.
But okay. after
some self-reflection,
getting a consultation from my friends, I do understand why 22 is young, regardless of her mindset, where her maturity is, and everything like that. Because, like you said, like there's so much of an age gap from like even from like 21, 22, 23, 24.
Yeah.
Like every year, it's like an exponential amount of growth.
It's like you're a different person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now my friends have convinced me. They're like, young, if you want to go for younger girls, then like 24 is a cutoff. But then the way they said it, I was like, okay, now I feel even weirder that you said young, if you still want to go young. I'm like, okay, fuck that. So now my lower age range is 27. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, no, but okay, here's the thing. All my friends tell me I have, like, Gen Z crackhead energy. And, like mid, late 20s girls, they're a lot more calm.
They are.
You know?
They are.
They're not crackheads like me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they can't keep up with me. Like, I'm just always like, yo, let's go out, let's have fun, yeah. you know, let's drink. Like
I'm going to reference this TikTok, I'm going to reference this
exactly.
meme. Like, you don't understand the fucking, like, slang?
That's what I'm saying. So in the beginning, I thought it was because I'm just so involved with social media.
Right.
But then it's not. I just have such, well, not only am I so involved with social media, but I have such Gen Z crackhead energy, too.
Wait. I literally relate to you so hard.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah. Like, and so, like, it only makes logical sense to go that young because a majority of people yeah. at that age range share, like, same humor, same vibe.
Exactly.
Same. But then I'm like, oh, but then you're not there maturity-wise. So, like, what are
yeah,
we
so,
doing?
No, so that's why, okay, so there's four girls I dated. The youngest was 22, and then it was 24, 24, and then 25. But then
okay.
all of them were very surprisingly like mature, like
yeah.
like headset, like mindset wise. So it was pretty surprising that I got along with them so well. And we had, like I said, like intellectually stimulating conversations. It was like very, very important for me. So once that connected, I'll just talk specifically about the youngest one, oh my God, that sounds so weird. The 22-year-old girl, uh-huh. okay? It was like, everything was like chill and perfect. But the one thing that got to me was the fact that like, she didn't have a car and she didn't have a job either.
Okay.
And like, it's not like her family's like well off or anything. And I was kind of like doing everything for her. So in terms of like talking wise, hangout wise, everything was like so great. But it's kind of like, what are you going to be doing with your life? That kind of thing, you know?
I see. And I feel like that's big for you, right? Like,
yeah.
ambition and, like, making sure that you have your own career.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, they don't have to be, like, baller, like, CEO.
I'm a girl boss.
Yeah, yeah, like, they don't have to be, like, 21-year-old, like, startup founder or anything like that.
30 under 30.
You know? Yeah, like, that doesn't have to be their, like, end goal. But it's just kind of, like, I feel like she didn't even know what she wanted to do. So I was like, ooh, like in that case, like if you met like my friends or we talked about other things, or if I had to like talk more, I guess like grown up in a way, like in terms of like financial stuff, you know, like retirement, investments. Right.
How's your 401k looking?
Yeah, you know, it's like we wouldn't be able to connect on like those are like long-term things, long-term relationship things. She would have no clue like where to begin. And I don't really want to like teach her those things, especially if she's not even at step one, which is like having a job, you know? So I was like, ooh, like maybe it's not really going to work out. And it's kind of good in a way because like she's still not doing anything. And I'm just like we still talk every now and then, but I'm just like, she's like, no, I still haven't found a job. I'm like, are you looking? And she's like, no, not really. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. And a lot of my friends thought like they were like young. She just wants like someone to take care of her. But she's the type of girl who never asked for anything. Oddly, I don't know how, but she would like pay for some of our dinners. I'm like, how are you paying this off though? She'd be like, oh, you know, like I still have like some money. I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I never really wanted to push that deep because it's not like we saw each other for that long. It was maybe like 3 months. So,
okay, that's a decent amount of time though.
Yeah, it was like okay amount, but you know,
right.
A lot of my friends jokingly were like, dude, she has like an OnlyFans or something probably, because like, why isn't she telling you? How is she paying off her credit cards? You know, how's she paying for her one bedroom in downtown LA? I'm like, you know, yeah, she was like, no, like my parents don't pay for it. I'm like, then who does?
How are you making money then?
You know? Yeah, but I never really wanted to push her asking her that.
Okay, wait. And so with an 11-year age gap, like, were there any other differences that you found besides, like, her not knowing, like, where her career was headed?
Oh, yeah. So one of the biggest things is, like, I'm so not into sex.
Okay.
Like, not that I'm not good at sex, but I just, like, don't want it.
Like, you just want to rub heads a little bit.
Okay, I hope someone doesn't take that out of context, okay? I'm straight people, okay? I'm 100% straight.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's, like, I've realized, like, you know how there's a stereotype that, like, older women are, like, you know, they're ferocious, they have high drive and stuff like that.
Cougar town.
I didn't realize, like, younger girls, like, really want it so much. So, like, so, for instance, for, like, the 22-year-old girl, like, she would always want it, but we never did it.
Okay.
We never did anything. Uh-huh, and, like, I can tell that irritated her, like, a lot. He's like, can't we do like something like touching? I'm like, no, like, it's just not my vibe. Sorry, you know. So it was so funny because throughout the 3 months, she always asked me like every now and then, like, are you sure you're not gay? Are you sure you're not just like using me? You know, it's like, because like I had her meet my friends one time. And she was like, are you sure she's not like using me to like show your friends that you're not gay? I'm like, no, I just like don't really need like physical like like intimacy, you know. So it was just very difficult. That was like the hardest part that I think a lot of the younger girls I had to end things with, because they're like, when are we gonna do it? Like, do you not really like me? Like, am I not attractive, type of thing? So once it gets to that point, and no matter how much I try to explain my point of view, I just feel bad, you know, because I can tell, like, they're like, is there something wrong with, like they're thinking, is there something wrong with you? Like, why doesn't you want to touch me and stuff like that? I'm just like, it's not that I don't want to touch you. I just don't want to touch, like, anything.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why it's like, so once it gets to that point where they tell me, like, oh, like, it's like a negative kind of thing, like, oh, young, like, I wish you would, like, touch me. Then that's when it kind of ended, because it's kind of like, I don't think you understand that, like, I just, like, it's just not me,
right,
you know?
Right,
yeah. But a lot of my friends have been telling me, they're like, young, you may be like asexual or demisexual or whatever sexual, but they're like, you'll eventually find like a girl who just makes you want to do it. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, the girls, like those three girls I told you about that were like, I chose them. I never really wanted to do them. I just really wanted to be with them, you know? So I don't know. It's kind of confusing,
but I also think that's like good in ways, because like right when all the like physical stuff gets involved, like that's when you potentially grow like false attachment to a person,
exactly,
and like genuinely get confused, because it's like, I don't know like why I like this person potentially, or are they just satisfying
like an urge, like yeah. a primal urge.
A primal yeah. urge, yeah. Or like feeding into just like pure like lust.
Exactly. You know? And I think a lot of the girls did get confused because, of course, in the beginning, they're like, oh, young, like, he's such a gentleman. Like, he's not, like, trying to do anything
like,
with me.
Like, oh, my God. And then it makes it, and then it makes yeah. them, like, a little, like.
But then after a few weeks, they're like, oh, he's still not doing anything. And after a few months, they're like, what the fuck? Why is he doing nothing at all? Like, right. he's not even looking at me.
He's know? Not even looking at you.
You know? Like, it's so crazy. Because, okay, so I guess I'll say this out loud. There are, I have a lot of, like, girlfriends who, okay. like, change in front of me.
Okay.
Or like they'll like have me sleep over with them and it's like completely fine.
Okay.
Because they know I'm no threat. I don't see them that way. I, you know, they're just like very comfortable like that. So it's like a lot of my friends, when they like introduce me to a girl, they're like, you have to understand, like, Young is a very interesting guy. He does love girls. Uh-huh. He is straight.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to question yourself a lot. Is he actually gay? Because he doesn't do anything.
Am I
you
in
know?
A relationship with a gay man?
Yeah, no. So that's why it's like so funny because almost every girl I dated, one of their last questions was like, were you just using me? And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, just like to cover yourself. I'm like, no. They're like, are you sure you're not gay? I'm like, trust me. I've been asked this since I was like 11. I'm not gay like at all. So it's just like a very interesting back and forth thing, which goes back to like my insane checklist of like all these things that the girls have to like try to understand from my point of view, because I'm a weird guy. Like it's very difficult to date me. Very difficult to date me.
I think honestly, I want to say like quote difficult to date simply because like, there's no other like you. Like I feel like usually I can like kind of bucket people.
Exactly.
Like, oh, you're like a guy's guy. Like you have no fucking thoughts. Or like, oh, like you're a little bit more in touch with your emotions. And then there's Young.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. I just need to date myself, man. Wait,
yeah.
And I always tell, like, it's so funny because like I always tell people there is no one like me, you know?
Yeah.
And then of course my friends are like, oh, you know, like everyone's an individual. But then when it reached, like, actually explain it to them, they're like, oh, shit, there's really no one like you. Like, wait, you're yeah. fucking weird.
You're like, I'm like yeah, like, I am. Like, unique.
Exactly.
Like, oh, like, what's Young like? Oh, he's unique.
Like, you can't really, like, describe me to a girl or even a person.
Right.
Because it's just going to be like, it just doesn't make sense. How is he like this, you know? It makes absolutely no sense.
And so when it comes to like girls you're dating questioning yeah. when if you're gay,
yeah,
like how does that make you feel?
Honestly, like I've been asked that for so long. Like I said, since I was in like middle school. Yeah. So it's kind of like I'm so like
you're like so used to it.
Yeah, I'm used to it to the point where I'm just like, I know they're not asking me that question to like hurt me or anything. Mm. They're just genuinely curious because there's like everything is pointing to Young being gay. Like, so I need to know once and for all. I have to ask, are you gay? You know, so they just have to know it for themselves, hear the answer from my mouth, like while I'm there with them. So I completely understand why they ask me.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I think if I were in a relationship with you, I would maybe potentially question.
No, trust me. Like all of my exes have questioned like throughout because like, you know, like, I mean, I guess if you're like a Korean guy or just like Asian guy in general, you know, there's a lot of like bromance in Asia amongst guys, like a lot of touching too, you
oh,
know,
there is.
Like guys like rubbing each other's legs and thighs and stuff like that. Like that's normal,
uh-huh.
you know,
uh-huh.
but in America, obviously that's not normal.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah, but I do that at like drinking events or restaurants. I do that all the time. So that's it. When girls see it, they're like,
Is he
gay?
Do you think?
And then they kind of like create space, you know? So all the actions I do, everything I show points to me being gay in
I
their
see.
Eyes.
I
so
see.
That's what, but then again, it's like, that's just how I am.
Yeah.
I'm just a very
open,
very flamboyant type of guy.
Right. And I also feel like it takes confidence in that. And so like, you know yourself best.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, if I know I'm gay, then like, or if I know I'm gay, if I know I am not.
Oh God, are you trying to brainwash me right now?
manifesting.
Come out,
young.
Come first out. First tier on your podcast.
I caught you. That's effing crazy. Oh my God.
You no. heard it first tier.
No. Oh, oh my man. Gosh. If it's like, if I know I'm straight, then like that's all that matters.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think I have more an advantage. No, wait, hold on. Sorry, I'm trying to get my train. I think I have more of an advantage because... Wait, why does that sound funny? Sorry. I think I'm more comfortable this way at this age because it started so young, you know? People were making fun of me since I was a kid. So it's kind of like, oh, okay. Like, now I just, like, really don't care.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of, like, changed... Like, it changed my mindset throughout the years. It's like, they're just asking a question. Like, they're not really being, like... They're not trying to, like, change me or, like, really, like, pry into me. Be like, no, come out, you know? They're just genuinely asking, you know? And, of course... When I see myself in front of the camera or like my friends like record some posts on Instagram, I'm like, yeah, I would say I'm gay too if I just saw that video, you know?
Right.
It looks like it. But, you know, at the end of the day, like you said, like it could be confidence, but I'm just very comfortable with myself, you know?
Yeah.
And like if people make fun of me, that's the biggest worry people have, like judgment, people making fun of you or like labeling you a certain way. But for me, especially when it came to social media and there's so many haters, like I've learned to block all that negativity out. And like if people talk about it, then that's only a benefit for me because that means there's something about me that's stuck to their heads and they're always going to think of me, you know, like there's something special about me. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like that bald guy or like young, like, oh, yeah. Isn't he that one like kind of gay guy? But at least... Maybe that's not the most positive light, but at least they remember me. Like forever they will remember me. And that's like, you know, that's like my most prized thing. Like making sure everyone remembers me in some way. Like leaving an impact so no one forgets who I am.
Okay.
Which is what my content is like too. Like I do crazy shit so people always remember me.
And not then bad. I kind of wanted to go back a little bit. You had mentioned that like 99% of your friends are girls.
Yeah, I'd say like 99.99. Yeah, almost all of my friends are girls.
And so when you like meet somebody, how do you like distinguish like whether they go in like friend bucket or like potential partner, romantic partner bucket?
This kind of sucks, but like if it's any mutual, they're kind of already in like the friend bucket. Like
You won't date anyone with the mutual?
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's because, like, oh, like, if you guys are friends, then that means, like, my friend chose you for a reason, so you guys must have similarities. If you have similarities, then it's going to feel like I'm dating my friend in, like, a small percentage way. It's really weird. Even though they're two completely different people.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, no, like...
I literally don't understand that.
Maybe they'll have one thing in common and nothing else, but that one thing in common is, like, ooh, like, it feels like I'm, like, dating my friend now.
That's so. Literally... Wait, what?
I know, right? So that's why the people that I date have to be completely just new.
Okay.
Like, no connection whatsoever.
Okay, so we're on Hinge.
Yeah, so mainly on Hinge or if, like, I go to, like, a party or, like, a event or something like that.
Oh,
and then, like, I meet someone, my friend introduces me. She's like, oh, like, it's not really, like, my friend, but, like I work with this person. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, that work category is different, you know. They're not really, like, friends, you know.
So that kind of
goes into it, too. But I've kind of stopped doing, like, online dating apps, too, because it's such a hard market for guys. Like,
is it?
It's so hard, especially if you look like this, too. And it's
shut
hard,
up.
Dude.
Literally shut up.
No, because, so, here's one thing I definitely learned after, like multiple online dates, or, like meeting them after, like, Hinge or Bumble and stuff. They're like, wow, like, they need to have, like a FaceTime type of like function for online dating. Cause they're like, when I meet you in person, you're like 10 times more attractive. I'm like, right? But then at the same time, I'm like, that's kind of fucked up. Cause like, what it's about my online profile?
No,
like,
yeah,
hello, you know?
Yeah.
Am I not kawaii? You know? So I realized like, I really do have to meet people in person rather than them just reading my profile.
Yeah, but then it also like, right, it takes them at least like seeing potential.
Oh yeah, a lot of them.
Which is hard.
Yeah, like from the ones, I'd say like the ones I have matched, I'll probably actually follow through with like a date maybe like 2% of the time, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very low. Because even when I text, I have no filter when I text. The way I text is how I talk. So whenever people read my text, they're like, I can hear this in Young's voice, like 100%.
Yeah. No, yeah, me
but
too.
A lot of people like are like very shocked. They're like, oh, like a lot of people find that like aggressive, you know? Like, whoa, this is too much at one time.
Oh,
but for
okay.
me, it's kind of like... This like is you who I see am. Is what you get, you know.
Yeah,
like I don't want you to be like, oh, you're texting me differently. No, like this is me from the get-go. And like if you text me like this, when you meet me in person, you're gonna be like, wow, you are exactly like how you text, type of thing. But you know, it's just kind of more fun if I just meet like a new person. Because at the same time, if there's mutuals, they have like a chance to ask, like, oh, so what's Young like and everything like that. And I don't really want any of that, like that bias, you know.
Okay.
I don't want them to be like, oh yeah, Young like pays for like a lot of things, or Young like always drives out if he needs to, he'll like fly you out to place, you know. Like I don't want them to know anything like that. Or like Young like his casual dining is like 3-star Michelin, that's like his normal dinner, you know. Like I don't want my friends to tell them that, because that is like the stereotype about me. Like everyone knows me for like always eating like fine dining or course menus, always like paying for stuff, and like me like going all out for like my potential partner.
I see.
Yeah, so I'd rather just have no mutuals that know that at all.
Right.
Yeah, so
and so
you is always fun.
When it comes to like, let's say you match with like a girl that you don't have any mutuals with on Hinge.
Yeah.
You go out on the date. Like, where are you taking her? Like, how much are you spending on the first date? Like, what's, like, kind of your,
yeah, like, so
dating
like,
philosophy?
Yeah, so first date would be, like, casual. Like, it'll be, like, for instance, it'll be, like, I'll take her to, like, Providence, like, first date. But
okay.
That's, like, normal for me. Like, because I want to eat there. It's not, like, me, like, trying to impress her or anything. It's
because,
like, I don't, like, if I go out and eat... I don't want to go eat, like, I love hot pot, but I don't want to go out and eat hot pot. I can make hot pot at home. I don't want to go out to a steakhouse. I can make steak at home.
Aww.
So if it's, like, something that I can't make at home, something that'll give me benefit of paying that much money, find inspiration for my cooking later on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, kind of, like, a two-way thing, or it's kind of, like a double win for me. It's, like, I'm taking a girl out, and at the same time, I'm learning, like, new cooking stuff, like, new flavor combinations, new techniques. So
I see,
yeah.
I see.
But other people see that as, like, damn, you're spending that much money on a first date? But I'm, like, no, that's just how much I would spend on myself anyway.
Right.
But it just so happens now I have a food buddy to eat with me, you know?
Oh, that makes sense.
So,
and so do you ever think that that could possibly, like, sway a girl to, like, maybe like you more?
Yeah, so that's like the big issue. So like I have, not to toot my own horn, but I have dated a lot of girls this year, so I do end it after the first date, because like I see that like almost instantly. They're like, oh my god, like when are we gonna get dinner again, you know? But it's kind of like, we haven't even fucking gone home. I haven't even told you like whether or not I thought this was like a good
date,
like a
or
hangout
not.
Or whatever, you know? I'm like, oh, okay. So I'll kind of like cut them out like
I
right
see.
Right then and there. Like,
okay,
oh,
okay.
Hey, it was fun, you know.
But no more fancy dinners for you.
Like, thanks for following me on Instagram.
Oh, my God. 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 Oh my God.
I don't know what else to say, you know.
Have you actually said that before to people?
No, okay. No, no, definitely not. No. I ain't that crazy. No, that'd be so embarrassing.
That's literally
for
psychopathic.
Me. Exactly.
Like, you're gonna get canceled for
dude,
that. You're gonna get
oh my god,
screenshot.
Dude, I started sweating instantly. Because I'm like still thinking, like, have I ever really said that? No, I haven't.
Okay, great.
Thank god I haven't.
Okay, great. Love that.
Yeah, but that's definitely the first date. Like, people, you know, just like when hanging out with my friends, like the first date, it'll be ball out, you know?
Yeah, and then just to clarify for the people, Providence is how many dollar signs? Three? Four?
What's dollar signs?
Like Yelp dollar signs, for example.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, what the highest? Scale is?
Yeah, because like for their dinner menu like 2 months ago, it was like $375.
Okay.
Yeah. With the wine pairing, it's extra $210.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Got it. So you're potentially spending like four something on a girl. Probably $450.
Yeah, like
that's,
I mean,
for two or that's for one person?
Four, yeah, per person.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like I'll spend maybe like $1,500 on like a night.
Wow.
Yeah.
On a first date.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because like I said, like I don't really have that many. Because most fine dining places, like you can't eat solo. Like a lot of places won't let you eat solo unless there's
really?
A reason.
Oh.
Like you're like. Like, there has to be a reason why you're eating solo. Because it's very difficult to, like, after talking to my, like, fine dining, like, chef friends, they're like, it's very difficult to do something for just one person. In terms of, like, pricing, like separating everything, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, that does make sense. Oh, totally, if you cook it for one person, it's like, it costs more money to the restaurant to cook for one person than for two people.
Oh my gosh, I never thought about that.
Even if it is the same price, you know? Because it's like the amount of attention the server has to do just for one person. Yeah. It's a lot, you know?
That makes sense. Yeah. That totally makes sense.
Overall, it's still a benefit for me. And like, I definitely, a lot of people are like, well, why don't you just ask one of your friends if you want to go to a new restaurant? I love my friends. I don't love them that much. Like, you know, like, I'm not going to ball out just for, like, a friend, you know? Like,
yeah.
Unless it's, like, their birthday or something, right, you know? Right. But with, like, a date, there's potential for her to, like, be my partner. And then this is, like, a sneak peek for her to see, like, this is what I'll keep doing for you kind of thing, you know?
I see.
Technically, in my sense, it's, like, this is my normal. But then for you, you're, like, this you'll be thinking, like, wow.
Exactly. That makes sense. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm weird, dude.
Yeah. Weird. I think conclusion is young is a little weird.
Yeah. But at the same time, every place I go to, I do make like content. So I post like an Instagram story or like sometimes I'll put like a post.
Okay.
And then that's like 50% meal write off. So it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay. That's how we're justifying too. Everyone. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Wow. Works.
Well, I definitely learned a lot about you. yeah. I mean, like, any other last thoughts? Any conclusions?
No, dude. This was like such a good therapy session. Okay, like, deadass. I learned so much about myself. I've learned different new insights.
Yeah.
I've learned that I really love myself.
Oh,
I really, we know really this. Love myself.
Yeah. I don't love myself as much as you do, but I think that's okay. I think it's okay.
Yeah, but it's crazy because, like I said, every time I come on this podcast, like other podcasts I do, it is fun and, you know, it's just nice having a voice to just like speak whatever. But here it's like I learned something about myself, you know? Like I say, it's almost like therapy. It's like enlightenment,
it
you know?
It is. Thank you so much.
And it's so fun, dude. Yay! This year again, like,
let's freaking go.
Dude, the best podcast to be on.
Oh my god, guys. Like, oh my gosh, shucks.
This is why I asked her if I could be on her podcast again.
Wait.
Because I had so much fun.
Okay,
dude.
Yeah, no. I'm so glad we did this. But also, guys, I literally was like, okay, like months ago, I was like, okay, when do you want to record? When do you want to? And you never responded.
Dude, okay. That's actually like a separate topic. Cause like, yeah.
We'll talk about it off camera. Yeah. I'm just a little salty. Depression. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's okay.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it off camera. But guys, this is Prugulgi Pod. Thank you so much, Young.
No, thank you, Hannah.
Being on the podcast
I love
again.
This so much.
I believe this is going to be the last episode of 2023.
Really?
Yeah, you're literally in the next.
Thank you. Oh my God, I'm so honored now.
I know. So fun. And so if you guys want to support Young, please go support Young at Young.
And three Yas, people, not two.
Yeah, three. And then also at Yummy. Not gonna be the thing.
Yeah, so starting January 1st, 2024. Yummy.
I was peeking today. So yeah. But yeah, we're gonna go eat now. So I'll see you guys next year.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yay!
Oh my god, dude.